Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take an old-school DNB top loop that already has vibe, swing, grit, all that dusty break energy, and turn it into a proper arranged drum performance in Ableton Live 12. The big idea here is simple. Don't just copy a loop across the timeline and call it done. In drum and bass, especially old-school and jungle-inspired stuff, the top loop is not just background percussion. It's part of the identity of the track. It's the movement, the shuffle, the urgency, the human feel sitting on top of the sub and bass line. So today we're going to build that energy in session view first, perform some variations, and then print that performance into arrangement view so it feels like an actual section of music, not a loop pasted on repeat. Start by setting the project up like a proper DNB drum session. A good starting tempo is 170 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for old school DNB and jungle style rollers. If your reference is a little more modern or aggressive, you can always push it later, but 170 is a great place to begin. Create a fresh set in Live 12 with one audio track for the break or top loop, one MIDI track for extra hats or percussion, and then maybe a return track for reverb, and another for delay if you want some transitional tails. Keep it simple and practical. We are building something that can actually function in a full track. Now drag your top loop or break into an audio clip in session view. If it's a sampled break, make sure it's warped properly and trimmed cleanly. For this kind of material, Beats Mode often works really well because it keeps the transient punch intact. A good starting point is to preserve transients and set the transient envelope somewhere around 40 to 70. If the loop feels too stiff, loosen the warp markers a little so the natural swing stays alive. And that point matters a lot. Old school DNB drums often sound better when they're not perfectly rigid. A tiny bit of instability can actually make the groove hit harder, because the bass line has something human to push against. Next, split the loop into usable layers. Don't treat it like one fixed object. Duplicate the clip or create separate clips from the same source. Make one version for the main top loop, one with extra hats or rides, one for fill moments, and one filtered version for intro texture. If you want more control, you can slice the break into a drum rack and trigger the important hits manually, like ghost snares, open hats, ride stabs, little rim clicks, and tiny end-of-bar fill pieces. This is where the loop starts feeling performed instead of looped. Focus on the parts that give the loop its personality, the hi-hats, the ghost notes, the shuffled percussion, and those little break details at the end of bar two. Keep the kick and sub separate if possible, because this lesson is about the top loop and you want the low end protected for later. Now let's add groove and human feel. Open the groove pool and try applying a light swing groove. For old school and jungle energy, start subtle, maybe 10 to 30% if the source loop already has movement. If it's too stiff, you can go up to 30 to 55%, but be careful not to make it feel sloppy. You want excited, not drunk. If the break already has natural swing, don't overdo it. Sometimes the best move is just tiny clip start adjustments, a few manual nudges on ghost notes, or slight velocity changes on the sliced hits. In drum rack, for example, keep your main hats around 85 to 110 velocity, ghost hits around 35 to 70, and stronger accents up near 100 to 127. That velocity contrast gives the top loop a living quality, and in DNB that really matters because repetitive grids can get fatiguing very quickly. Now let's shape the sound so it sits in a mix with bass later. On the top loop channel, start with EQ8. High pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to get it out of the way of the kick and sub. If the break is harsh, make a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz. If you need a bit more air, a small shelf boost around 8 to 12 kHz can help. Keep it tasteful. Then try drum bus for some attitude. A little drive, maybe 5 to 20%, can add weight and edge. Use crunch lightly if needed, and usually keep boom off or very low for a top loop. Saturator is also great here, with maybe 1 to 6 dB of drive and soft clip turned on if you want controlled aggression. Utility is useful too, especially to check the width. Usually you want the top loop to stay near 100% width unless something is weirdly off in the source. If the loop feels too spiky, use a compressor or glue compressor to unify it a bit. Keep the gain reduction light, around 1 to 3 dB. A ratio of 2:1 to 4:1, with a moderate attack and release, is usually enough. The key thing in DNB is not to crush the transients. You want the drums to stay sharp enough that the bass can move underneath them. Now for the fun part. Build variations in session view. Make at least 4 clips from your top loop. One can be your main groove. One can be a slightly stripped version. One can be a fill version. And one can be a filtered intro version. These should feel musical, not random. For example, your main clip might have the full hat pattern and shuffle. The stripped clip could remove one accent every two bars. The fill clip might add a short snare roll or hat burst at the end of bar two. And the intro clip could be low-passed, softer, and a little more washed out with reverb. Set your clip launch quantization to 1 bar for clean transitions, or half a bar if you want it to feel more live. In most DNB situations, 1 bar is the safer choice because it keeps the performance tight. You can also automate clip-level stuff like volume, filter, even partial loop playback. A nice simple example would be an 8-bar intro, where the filtered clip plays for the first 4 bars, then the fuller clip comes in on bar 5, and then the fill clip triggers at bar 7 to hint that the drop is coming. That's a very effective way to make Session View behave like a real performance instrument. Now let's make the loop even more usable by resampling it. Once you've got performance that bounces, record a 4-bar pass into a new audio track. While recording, you can mute and unmute layers, trigger fill clips at the end of bars, move the filter, and throw a little reverb on specific hits. Once that pass is printed, you've got something you can slice up and place in arrangement view. This is a very powerful DNB move because it turns spontaneous live edits into solid arrangement material. You can chop out a snare fill, a hat pickup, a 2-beat transition, or a clean loop section. Then place those slices strategically before a drop or section change. For darker material, an auto filter moving from low pass to more open over 1 or 2 bars can really create tension without needing a giant riser. Now bring the performance into arrangement view. You can either record your session view performance straight into the arrangement, or use a capture and export style workflow depending on how you like to work. The point is to turn that live energy into a structured track. Think in sections. Maybe your intro is a filtered loop with sparse hits, then a pre-drop section with a fuller groove and a couple of fills, then the drop, where the main loop comes in with small switch-ups, then maybe a breakdown or halftime texture, then the second drop with a more aggressive variation. That kind of structure keeps the track moving. For old-school DNB, phrase thinking is huge. Work in 8-bar and 16-bar chunks. Maybe bars 1 to 8 are your build. Bars 9 to 16 get denser. Bar 17 gives you a fill or a stop. Bar 18 hits the drop. And then bars 19 to 32 keep the loop moving with small changes every 4 or 8 bars. That way the arrangement has shape, not just repetition. Use automation to keep it alive. Open the filter a little every 4 bars. Send a bit more reverb only on the last hit before a transition. Drop the loop volume by a dB or 2 if the bass section is getting crowded. Mute one hat layer for a bar before a switch up. Tiny changes like that make a huge difference. And this is really important. Lock the drums to the bass line. If you've got a Reese or a busy moving bass line, don't let the top loop crowd the mid-range. Keep the sharp stuff under control, especially around 2 to 5 kHz, and watch the low mid area around 300 to 800 hz if the break tone gets boxy. The best DNB arrangements use call and response. If the bass line is doing a lot, let the top loop breathe. If the bass line leaves space, the top loop can carry more of the energy. For example, if the bass line has a strong 2-bar phrase, let the top loop run full on the first bar, then pull out a hat layer on the second bar so the bass answer lands harder. That kind of contrast can make the groove feel bigger without increasing the volume at all. A few coach notes before we wrap up this part. Treat the top loop like a lead instrument, not just percussion. In old-school DNB, the hat chatter and break texture often define the track's personality as much as the bass does. Use contrast as your main arrangement tool. If one section is fully open, make the next section feel bigger by removing something, not by adding more. And keep one anchor hit consistent, like a ride, a hat accent, or a ghost snare, so the listener always feels the groove is still connected even when the loop changes. Also, check the loop at low volume. If it only works when it's loud, it may be too dependent on brightness or density. And always think in phrases, not just bars. A tiny change at the end of 2, 4, 8, or 16 bars can be enough to make the arrangement feel alive. If you want a slightly heavier, darker edge, try duplicating the loop and distorting one layer very lightly with saturator or drum bus, then blend it low underneath the clean version. You can also use micromutes for tension, like dropping the hats for half a bar before a fill. That kind of tiny gap often hits harder than another big effects sweep. One more useful idea: use resampled audio as texture. Once you've printed a good pass, chop the tail, reverse a tiny bit, or layer a short slice under the next phrase. Printed audio often feels more organic than a MIDI replacement, especially in jungle and grimy roller contexts. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right away. Pick one old school break or top loop. Make two copies, one full and one filtered. Add a third clip with a short fill at the end of bar 2. Apply a light groove pull swing to the main clip. Put EQ8 and drum bus on the channel. Then in session view, perform a 4-bar loop, filtered intro on bar 1, main groove on bar 2, main groove with slight variation on bar 3, fill clip on bar 4. Resample that performance. Drag the resampled audio into arrangement view and place it over an 8-bar section. Automate the filter opening over the first 4 bars. Then mute one element for 1 bar right before the drop moment. The goal is not to make the loop flashy. The goal is to make it feel like it evolves naturally. That's the difference between a copied loop and a proper DNB drum performance.